The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind the current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about inflation and the looming recession.
Well, recent inflation data is promising, but we're not out of the woods for recession just yet. The Producer Price Index, a gauge of wholesale prices, fell on a monthly basis for the first time in 2 years in July, and the Consumer Price Index looks encouraging too. This index tracks what folks typically pay for goods and services, but undershot expectations in July after laying flat for two consecutive months. And gas prices are falling too, and investor fear is starting to abate. This all looks optimistic, but the Federal Reserve is staying hawkish. So in June, the Fed enacted a 0.75% interest rate hike, the largest in 28 years, and it imposed another in July. And St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard says to expect more tightening this year. So he says we need to see that inflation is actually turning around and in a convincing way coming lower, not just a tick lower here and there, he told CNBC. So that means more jumbo-sized rate hikes are on the table, and one well-known indicator suggests the Fed may squeeze us into a recession.
Well, many economists claim we are already in a recession. Unlike the denial of those in the White House, I mean, they keep trying to change the measure of what has defined a recession for nearly 50 years. But what's this well-known indicator you are referring to?
There's one recession signal that economists obsess over, and it's been flashing red recently. It has only lit up 28 times since 1900. In 22 of those instances, a recession followed. I'm talking about the yield curve. This measure shows the spread between long-term versus short-term bond yields, and when it goes negative, a recession usually follows. That's because the longer you tie up your money in a government bond, the more interest you should earn. So 10-year bonds yield more than 2-year bonds, usually. But when the bond market expects tough times, long-term rates tend to fall. That's because investors want the safety. Short-term rates don't always do the same, though. When this setup gets out of whack and short-term rates move above long-term rates, you know there's something weird going on in the economy. And again, a recession is usually on the way. Specifically, the yield curve is the spread between long and short-term bond rates. It's determined by subtracting 10-year yields from 2-year yields. When the curve inverts, everyone is paying a premium for safer long-term bonds. That's the signal that suggests a future recession.
So, in other words, it shows there's more trouble ahead in the economy.
Yes, and that's what we're seeing today. The curve is now at its lowest point in 22 years. The yield curve is as inverted as it was a month after the dot-com bubble peaked. So the last 6 times the yield curve inverted, it took between 6 months and 3 years on average for a recession to start. So while the inverted curve is ominous, it's not the final word. An inversion won't cause a recession, it just suggests that one is coming. So the Fed should note this inversion carefully. Investors should too. If we see another broad stock sell-off without an improvement in inflation, we'll want to get defensive quick. Still, the next recession might be years away, it might be mild, and it might not even happen at all. But based on the yield curve, the Fed's rate hikes are looking more and more like a game of chicken, and the U.S. economy hangs in the balance. Imagine how fast rates would rise if the Fed started selling its treasuries. Rates would soar.
So what do you think the Fed will do?
The problem with raising interest rates or decreasing the money supply is that doing either by more than a little will kill the economy. It will plunge us into the even more feared R word, a recession. The Fed knows the I word is better than the R word. That's why we think we'll soon see the Fed begin to embrace higher inflation. I predict it will revise its 2% inflation target to something in the 4 to 5% range, but even hitting that target will be tough. The only thing that will work is the Fed reversing its past mistakes with the same vigor by raising interest rates or decreasing the money supply. Costs are rising for everyone. Inflation will continue to shrink corporate profit margins. It will eat up more and more of every American's budget. Debt will become more burdensome. Growth will slow. A recession is simply 2 consecutive quarters of declining gross domestic product, or GDP. The U.S. GDP has shrank for the last 2 quarters, but that doesn't mean you should suffer. There are lots of ways to protect your portfolio from inflation.
Yes, and Bradford's can help you do just that. If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.